This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. The price of solar panels has gone down dramatically in recent years. They've become more affordable for homeowners. But powering your house with the sun is still a pretty daunting undertaking. So some Philadelphia neighbors are joining forces to tackle those challenges. Joel Wolfram reports.
Sal Fede's house isn't much to look at from the street. With a low roof and a drab-colored wall hiding the windows in front, it looks like a bunker or a fallout shelter.
My house is oriented strange. It's called the backward house on the block. Somebody said, oh, you live in the backward house.
That's because the front door is down a slope in the rear. It's perfect for a Philadelphia police sergeant who likes his privacy. But the house is forward-looking in a sense. Just check out the roof.
The roof has 34 panels. Each one, I believe, generates somewhere near 270 watts.
Shiny, brand new solar panels. They aren't connected yet, but soon they'll start producing enough electricity to power up everything in the house. At least when the sun is shining. At night or on cloudy days, the home will draw power from the grid, just like always. Fede will even get paid for any excess juice he pumps back into it. Now, he didn't do this alone. Fede is a member of a group of homeowners that got together to figure out how to switch to renewable solar power. It's called the Northwest Philly Solar Co-op. A dozen of its members formed a buying group to purchase solar hardware together. Buying in bulk got them a modest discount from the installer. After that discount, plus a tax credit from the federal government, Fede's system cost about $18,000. It's still a lot of money, but the plan is to recover the investment from savings on electric bills within the next 10 years. But Fede says what he's really investing in is the future of the planet.
If I don't want to pollute the environment, I have two kids, and I want them to breathe fresh air like I did when I was a young kid, well, I have to do something about it. And if you agree and somebody else agrees and I have a whole co-op that agrees and then we could change the mentality of everybody else who doesn't understand it, well, maybe we can do something on our own.
There's a general feeling in a lot of communities of like, our government isn't going to do anything, so let's take matters into our own hands.
That's Anya Schulman, who leads the Community Power Network in Washington, D.C. They run programs in six states that have helped people form more than 90 neighborhood buying groups. The first one came together 10 years ago. Schulman says the complexities of being an early adopter were daunting.
We wanted to go solar. It was expensive. It was confusing. It's a lot to learn.
You have to get comfortable with the math that shows how quickly your solar investment will pay off. That can depend on what kind of incentives your state offers. You also have to work with your local utility to get the system approved.
So there's lots of little tiny but very important barriers. And if you have a group of homeowners doing it together, it's much easier to beat those barriers.
Co-ops are also looking for innovative ways to make going solar more affordable. They found that certain members have ideal homes for harvesting sun power but don't have the money to do it, while other people have the money but lack the right sun conditions. One idea they're considering is to have the wealthier members lend money to the co-op, and homeowners who need a little help buying panels could borrow money at low interest. At a recent meeting, the Northwest Philly group shared their solar know-how with their neighbors across town. Co-op member Meenal Ravel navigated through a couple websites to show everyone how easy it is to check if your home has solar potential.
There's trees here, but this is south and this is west, and there's no real tree shade. So it's a good potential.
Some people who showed up for the presentation had years of experience bringing solar projects to life, and others were total newbies. But they all want to see more of those shiny blue panels covering roofs all over town. For The Pulse, I'm Joel Wolfram.